Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We've talked before about license plates here, and I've had a lot of people send me the story. Wayne, Caleb, Dooley, Kevin, Ken, Ed, Jay, and Keith all sent me the story out of California because a judge has said that California cannot ban offensive license plates. They might be able to ban some license plates, but not ones that simply offend other people. And that line is going to get fought over, but this is a huge win for people who want to put stuff that's questionable on their license plates. And we're talking about personalized plates, often called vanity plates. And I'll tell you that, of course, I have one, and this is the other plate. I've got one on my... I stopped talking for a split second to make sure that that would make a thumbnail. Sure you know that. I've got a vanity plate on my Viper, and in case you don't know, that is a Finnish word for snake. And I've had people say, oh, good, Steve, snake, you're a lawyer. Well, no, the car is a Viper, but I guess you can call that too. But that's Finnish karma, and I'm pronouncing that close, but the word actually needs to have the umlauts over the A's, and we don't have those on our license plates. So I apologize to my Finnish friends for not spelling it perfectly accurately. But my Finnish-American friends say that's close enough for Finnish-Americans. So the story out of California, the judge said that the personalized messages were types of personal expression, not government speech, and therefore regulations governing them must be both viewpoint neutral and reasonable. And I've talked about this before briefly, because I mentioned that when I ordered my plate, they actually say, what does it mean? Because a lot of times there's abbreviations and jokes and things, and that's a foreign word. So I had to put it in and say, yeah, this is the Finnish word for snake. My car is a Viper. And they had no problem with that. But we've also heard stories about people who snuck things through that if you thought about it, you'd realize, oh, that's a dirty joke. And so the question is, since the license plate's being printed by the government and mandated by the government, is it government speech or is it your speech? Or is it the government signing off and approving your speech? So in other words, if you got something dirty on your license plate, you know, and is that an indication that the state is saying that's okay? What if it's a political statement? If you actually manage to squeeze a political statement on there, is the government endorsing that political statement? So this is from the Associated Press. California cannot enforce the ban on vanity license plates that it considers offensive to good taste and decency because it violates free speech. This is from a federal judge. U.S. District Judge John Tigar ruled in a case filed in March against the DMV on behalf of five Californians who were denied permission to put their messages on personalized license plates. And these are some interesting ones. One is a gay man in Oakland who owns a record company called Queer Folks Records. And he wanted to put the word queer, Q-U-E-E-R. He was refused because the DMV said that might be considered insulting. A fan of the rock band Slayer was notified that he could not put S-L-A-A-Y-R-R because it would be considered threatening, aggressive, or hostile. And an Army veteran who wanted to note his nickname and his love of wolves as O-G-W-O-O-L-F, he was turned down also because the DMV said that the letters OG might be construed as original gangster. And you immediately see the problem there because what someone else sees in your license plate might not be what you see in the license plate. And the amount of interpretation that's available on some letter combinations is huge. So others were refused because their plates might look or sound like a dirty word, a swear word, or might be construed as sexual, according to the judge's ruling. Citing the U.S. Supreme Court and countless free speech cases, the judge struck down the DMV standard that said vanity plates can't carry connotations offensive to good taste and decency. So that's the thing. Good taste? What constitutes good taste? And most people understand that the Constitution says that you have a right of free speech. And generally speaking, a law that says, well, it's got to be in good taste, will not withstand constitutional scrutiny. So the judge said the personalized messages were types of personal expression, not government speech, and therefore regulations governing them must be both viewpoint neutral and reasonable. he noted a U.S. Supreme Court case from 2017 where an Asian American rock band wanted to call itself The Slants. And they said that public speech cannot be barred because it may offend some people. So the judge did say the DMV probably could be permitted to deny plates that are obscene, profane, or contain hate speech because those do fall outside of First Amendment protections. But you'll notice the judge says could be permitted. And the reason the judge is saying that is that courts do not rule on hypothetical cases. They rule on cases in front of them. Now, the Supreme Court is often asked, when you're looking at this narrow little case, could you please not just rule on this, but let us know about all these other related ideas? And they usually don't do it. They usually don't do it. So you'll often have a case where somebody goes, they finally got one of these cases in front of the Supreme Court. And then the Supreme Court will issue a very narrow ruling and say, in this case, this. And you realize that they sidestepped all of the other potentially related cases. So it seems to many people that when being asked about vanity plates, that a federal judge could say, yes, they can ban this, but no, they cannot ban this. And instead he said, they can't ban this. They probably could ban this, but he didn't say they could. And so the question then becomes, what is obscene or hate speech that you could wedge onto a license plate, and how many characters do you get? So the attorney of the Pacific Legal Foundation, which filed the lawsuit on behalf of those plate owners, said this is a great day for our clients and the 250,000 Californians that seek to express their messages on personalized plates each year. Vague bans on offensive speech allow bureaucrats to inject their subjective preferences and undermine the rule of law. The DMV was reviewing the ruling and declined further comment, according to San Francisco Chronicle. And the question, of course, is will they bother to try to appeal this? They could take this up. Or will they just say, okay, fine, we'll change our rules. So they would have to rewrite the rules and say that the license plate configuration cannot contain obscene, profane, or hate speech. And they can't say, and we can also kick them out for lack of good taste or decency. And, you know, Californians do love their personalized plates. And like I said, what one person considers to be good taste, you know, I can tell you that when I lived in California briefly, 2 years, I went to law school out there. I remember passing a white convertible on the freeway being driven by a woman, and she had on the license plate S-K-I-T-P-L-S. You get seven or eight letters, seven. But anyways, it looked like it could mean ski topless. And then the question is that dirty? Is it obscene? The car's a convertible. She could be talking about she likes to ski and she has a convertible that you can take the top down on. I don't know. You know, and there are some cases that are just indecipherable. I may have mentioned this case before. A friend of mine actually worked on it. But up in Alaska, there was a case where I believe the president was going to come to town. And so the school let all the kids out. And the kids were all outside as the government, some government official, whether it's the president or not, I don't know, drove by the school. And one of the kids from the school held up a sign that said, "Bong hits for Jesus. Bong hits for Jesus." And a teacher grabbed the sign and told the kid, "You can't hold that sign up." And I believe the kid may have been suspended also, but they took some disciplinary action against the student for holding up the sign that said, "Bong hits for Jesus." And that case made it to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court. And they were discussing, does the school have the right to control the speech of its students on school property? But then the question also becomes, what does "bong hits for Jesus" mean? And it's nonsensical. It was nonsensical. Now, you couldn't fit "bong hits for Jesus" on a license plate, so that won't help us in this case. But the question really becomes, when you have to sit down and ask yourself, I wonder what that means. Could it mean this? Could it mean that? And if you can, in your foul mind, come up with a bad interpretation, does that overcome the fact the person go, no, it means this. They have a better interpretation. And I'm reminded of the story of a photograph of a soldier who had the word love, L-O-V-E, written on the side of his helmet. And somebody published a photograph. And there, somebody going, oh, the guy's trying to make an anti-war statement. Turns out the guy's last name was Love. Who knew? You know, like Mike Love, the lead singer of the Beach Boys. But I'm not saying it was him. I'm just saying it was somebody with the same last name. So, interestingly, the federal court here is saying that the idea of controlling what's on the plate, the state can control it, but they cannot edit out and keep out the good taste and decency ones, because who's to define those? And we've got free speech here. But if they want to, they can probably prohibit obscene, profane, or hate speech on the plates. So you're going to see now the floodgates open. People are finally going to be able to get those plates that they wanted. And I can also predict one other thing. This always happens. When something like this happens, you're going to get a ton of applications now that instead of pushing this line here, and you're pushing the line up here, meaning they're going to be right on the edge of hate speech, right on the edge of profanity, right on the edge of obscenity, right on the edge. And the question is, then what does the state do? So they're going to have to probably sit down and bring in some constitutional law scholars from the law department and go over the rules and probably come up with a list of examples. Go, okay, we would allow this, but we won't allow this. We would allow this, but we won't allow that. And who knows? Who knows? But these are interesting times in which we live. California can't ban offensive license plates, federal judge rules. And Jay, Keith, Ed, Ken, Kevin, Dooley, Caleb, and Wayne all sent to me. Thanks a lot, guys. Questions or comments, put them below. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It turns out the answer to my problems wasn't at the bottom of this pint of ice cream, but the important thing is that I tried.